Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, my friend Keith Antone in studio. How are you?
Mark, I've been suffering for the last 2.5, 3 years of a PTSD, President Trump stress disorder, and it's been killing me. And this week, the only cure is going to be impeachment or prison. But other than that, I'm doing well.
That's called TDS, yeah. Trump Derangement Syndrome. You've got the
Trish,
letters switched
Janine,
around.
Good morning.
Good morning,
ladies. Good morning, Mr. Cox.
Good morning, Keith.
How
good to have you?
You
back, man.
I only came in because I heard the governor was going to be on, so I was waiting for him in the parking lot.
Ah, yeah. Well, he phoned it in.
But yeah. I heard he was a pretty good guy. He probably did. I've actually interviewed him on my radio show about a year or so ago, and he seems, from everything I've heard, he seems like he's a pretty good guy. He's a good guy. So,
well,
all you R's are bad people.
He's willing to take the heat. You know, if you call him up and say, "Hey, listen, I saw this in the media," he's willing to come on and set the
and
record straight and take
you
the
did.
Questions.
No,
I'm
you
like,
took,
listen,
you
let's
took
do
some
it.
You put some good questions to him, and yeah. And he answered them. So I think he's a fan. I think he's one of the 3 zillion listeners of the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Nice. Can we save that drop there?
Save
from
that
Keith
drop.
Antone. Thank you very much.
I'm always giving you some memorable drops. Yes.
Your drop on Trump is one of my favorite of all time.
Hit it.
Do you want to repeat it in person or
no,
do you
no,
want,
hit
do you
it,
want
hit
me
it.
To play it for you?
Play it, brother.
Okay, hang on just a second. I gotta
it
get
just
to
takes
it.
Him
hold
a while
on,
to find stuff.
Hold on. Oh, where is it? Come on.
Come on.
There it is.
No, I don't have a problem. Because I think there's somehow he's done something wrong.
That does not rise to the level of an impeachable offense.
Well, there's a red herring. I mean, he's done something. I just can't put my hands on him. Mark, you know he's done something.
Still waiting.
Come on.
Unbelievable. This whole impeachment thing, when you've lost C-SPAN and you've lost CNN, you've lost the country, right? C-SPAN has a poll running right now. It's almost 60 to 40 against impeachment. They've heard all of the one-sided evidence from 4 days of hearings that were televised nationwide. What's going to happen today is an academic, in about an hour, they're going to get law professors from 4 different universities to discuss what it is that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors in this country. What is that definition? So there's no facts being talked about today at all.
Well, according to
you
Trump,
can't
if you listen,
this idea,
according
seriously.
To Trump, if you listen to him on an interview, he's talked about you lost C-SPAN, but you lost the interview on ESPN. They're way down in the ratings. ESPN. I'm listening to this guy. Now you heard that, Mark. You did hear that, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
Okay, all right. You never hear. You have selective
lost
hearing.
ESPN. That's what my wife says. What did you say? Then repeat yourself. What did you say?
No, I'm not going to. Your wife is a smart lady. You better listen to her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously, though, why, come on now, gloves off.
Okay.
If you dislike me that much, just meet me at the ballot box in November. Why is it
you want to
go through the back door and impeach him right now?
Mark, and you know what? I've said it a zillion times. I have. I think that's the only way that we're going to beat him is at the ballot box. And that's the only way I'm going to feel good about whipping his tail is at the ballot box. You know, but here's the thing. He's done something.
Yeah.
No, he's done something.
Here we go again.
No, I just can't put my hand on. No, but seriously though, you know, and if he has it, why didn't he send all of the people that, you know, there's at least 10 or 15 people that can come and so-called validate him and will come out and speak for. Why won't he allow them? Why won't he send the lawyers, his lawyers? Why won't any of them come forward and testify before Congress? Why?
I don't know.
He's done something,
no,
Mark.
He
it's
hasn't.
Because he's
I
done
know
something.
He hasn't. I can think of 10 or 15 people who want to take him on next November, and none of them have a chance. Let me give you a sample of that.
So I took my mother to see Deep Throat,
and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
And I want to say one last thing, and I feel qualified to say this as the vegan on the stage.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Yeah, this is the group of people that you've assembled to try to beat him next November. Just so you know, that's just a snippet of a few of them.
Well, you know, there's
should I continue? I got more.
No, you can. It's your show. But it's about 13 or 14 of them, and I'm glad to see Kamala Harris drop out.
Why were you glad to see that?
Well, I don't think she should have ever been in there. I don't think she had a snowball's chance in hell of ever winning. I just don't. That's me personally.
We agree on that.
No, I'm serious. I don't think, and forget about it. I heard you have Stacey on the far right on earlier, talking about, you know, Kamala Harris. I just don't think, you know, the African-American thing, throw that out the window. We've had Obama. I think it's more because of her being a woman. I don't think this country is ready for a woman president. I don't think. Now, I'm ready.
Really?
I'm the boss of my house. I know, you know, happy wife, happy life. But at the end of the day, I just don't think the country, Elizabeth Warren, I don't think she has a chance either. I just don't think we're that ready yet. I don't think we're ready for a gay president. I just don't think we're ready yet. We're going to have a white male president again in 2020.
In the party that claims to be the most diverse in the nation,
and that's
right?
Okay. And that's okay. Yeah, we had the most diverse field of candidates, and that's good. That's a good sign that at least we're open to it. We're getting there. Absolutely right. But I just don't think we're ready for a gay or a female president in 2020. I just don't think we're there yet. That's just my opinion. I don't think we're there yet.
I think the winner's Donald Trump.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, for the record. I did.
I did, because I think he's going to win hands down. All right, Keith, thanks for coming in, buddy. It's always good to see you.
No problem.
It's always a laugh a minute. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with
you guys. Absolutely, my
friend. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the other holidays, whatever you celebrate. If I don't see you guys before the end of the year, Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Keith. All right, that's Keith Antone.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.